ISD 166 School Board had a special meeting yesterday, and with us this morning to talk about it is Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Let's start with a couple of things at the top of the list here. The YMCA user agreement, for one.
Yeah, the user agreement is getting closer. There is no urgent rush on it because, as we know, the Y won't be opening up until November or December. But wanted to give the board an update on that and provide them with where the agreement is at so that they can review that. And then we'll have a lot more discussion on that at the August 1st meeting.
Okay, and the general facility update, since they took part of your building away.
Yeah, well, actually, that's not the part that we're updating. Oh. I think a lot of people will be really, really surprised how far we made that $50,000 stretch. If you remember, the board gave me permission to spend up to $50,000 on doing some renovation. Our office area looks awesome, and it's only about three quarters done. Our building is going to be much more secure. Students, we've got those new lockers coming in, and we've painted the upper hallway and things like that. It just looks like just a really fresh new facility, even though, again, we were very conservative on what we did. We got some soundproofing between some classrooms that had been a problem, just really made things stretch.
Okay, well, there's a number of personnel items that appeared on the agenda, which I imagine prompted the necessity for a special meeting.
That's correct.
A couple of faculty resignations. You're losing a Spanish teacher.
Yes, we are. Kristen Carlsgaard resigned as of July 15th, very late resignation, and unexpected resignation. And so we did need to hold this meeting so we could get the search process started. We do have two applicants already for that position. Parents have expressed some concerns about the college and the school Spanish. We're well aware of that issue and working hard to make sure that our students' needs are met. If for some reason we can't do college in the schools due to licensure, there are several other avenues that kids can take to get college credit. There's something called advanced placement. There's CLEP tests. So we're well aware that this college credit is important to students and families.
Well, that one may not have been expected, but I think you did know about Todd Toulouse.
We did, and Todd was with us for a year. Absolutely outstanding educator. Did just a wonderful job, very positive influence on a number of things, and he took an administrative position, and we are going to be interviewing for that position on August 1st and 6th.
And the MS instructor?
Middle school instructor, focused mainly on sixth grade. We've juggled that around a little bit, so the new position will be a combination of middle school grades.
I understand he's going to Little Falls.
He is going to Little Falls.
Okay. Student Success Coordinator, Anna Sandstrom. What is that? That's a new position. Is that a new position?
It is a new position. We are so excited. As a superintendent, we make advise the board the best we can, and then you depend on your board to give you information. And last month, I was a little bit surprised that the board didn't take my recommendation, but they were very wise, and they slowed me down. And in that time, HDC had a resignation with Jeff Herman, which has impacted our mental health placements at school. And so taking the board's advice and that new caveat and talking with the charter school director, Peter James, we have developed a new plan to bring in two new employees to the school. One, a student success coordinator, who is indeed Anna Sandstrom. She is a licensed school social worker, so she has a Minnesota Department of Education license. Board did approve her yesterday. And she will be focusing on all of those things that sometimes keep students from being successful. Maybe, they're having financial problems and their family needs to be hooked up with county services with some finance stuff. Maybe there's some mental health things. Maybe a pet got ran over last night. And I'm not saying that lightly. If you've ever lost a pet, that's a very traumatic thing for a student. And all those little things that can happen to the big things like a student death or, major crises in our community.
And the board also approved an academic and career guidance counselor.
Yes, we did.
A
coordinator because we're going to try and expand those duties and we're going to change it around a little bit. Parents had expressed concerns about not necessarily getting enough advice regarding college placement. Mm-hmm. And we know our students were at the board meeting and concerned about losing that position. And so we're going to tweak the hours a little bit. probably late morning to early evening, so parents have easier access to this person. We're going to look at more college visits, bringing more colleges in, more post-secondary, a lot more vocational prep for those kids that are maybe looking for certificates versus a four-year college. And Amanda Burgraff has accepted that position, and she was approved. And she is a Minnesota native, but does have 1 year of experience out in Virginia, and just a real firecracker. Really excited to bring her on board.
Okay, well, before I let you go, for the little kids, you got a couple of new instructors, second grade and kindergarten.
Yes, and again, staff is just amazing. We have we got very lucky. Karen Obinger is actually in Eden Prairie, is where she's been teaching for 20-plus years in second grade. And their family had bought a home in Lutzen, had been looking for an opportunity to come up, and just was an outstanding head-over-heels teacher with experience. And so she has accepted and was hired yesterday. And then also a local, Lacey Smith, who was graduated from Cook County, but then left and did some work outside of Cook County, which we like to see, to just kind of get some other experiences. And she will be our first nationally board certified teacher, which to us is really exciting. That's a very rigorous process. And Lacey had spent some time at Birch Grove and is coming to us.
And she's going to be...
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. That's great. Well, okay, so the big change comes on the 1st of August. You're going to hold board meetings twice a month.
We are, and we're hoping that we'll maybe make it easier for people to attend if they're a little shorter. They're not going to drag on quite so long. Of course, that's going to be a transition, but the first and third Thursday, so we actually have a meeting already next week, so I'll probably see you in about a week, Jay.
Okay, we've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She is superintendent at ISD 166, and they had a special board meeting yesterday. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Jay.